You're listening to SBS News.
It was a stellar sporting show at Flushing Meadows, but a bittersweet ending for tennis champion Serena Williams.
It's been a fun ride, and it's been the most incredible ride and journey I've ever been on, in my life, and I'm just so grateful to every single person that's ever said go Serena in their life. I'm just so grateful because, yeah, you got me here.
Williams thanked her family as she exited the court and entered retirement, but she was still asked about a potential return after the defeat.
I don't think so, but you never know.
The multi-Grand Slam winner lost in the third round to Ila Tomljanovic on Friday in three thrilling sets. And the Australian who claimed victory says she expected a different outcome from the match.
I'm feeling really sorry just because I love Serena just as much as you guys do, and what she's done for me, for the sport of tennis, is incredible, and I never thought that I'd have a chance to play her in her last match when I remember watching her as a kid in all those finals, so this is a surreal moment for me.
Tennis supporters in the US pay tribute to the legend. One of her fans, Terry Williams, has labelled her the greatest athlete of all time.
What she's done for women in this sport and what she's done for black Americans throughout this country is absolutely phenomenal. So I'm speechless, honestly, at her career.
The founder of Black Women in Media, Jacques Leguerre, says the champion is leaving at the top of her game.
She made the decision, you know, and she's at the height of her career. You know, at 40 years old, you know, she's still one of the world's greatest athletes. We're truly proud of her, despite the results.
An Australian tennis player, Nick Kyrgios, offered his thoughts on Williams at the US Open.
You know, she's had a career that I don't think no one else will emulate. You know, you got a couple on the men's side who are trying to, you know, catch her in Grand Slams, but Nadal, Serena, Federer, Novak, these are once-in-generation athletes, and I wouldn't even put myself in the same category ever. But, you know, it was a special moment for her. I'm sure she played extremely well as well. She won two matches and nearly got on top there, so that's a hell of a way to go out. You know, I just appreciate what she's done. I'm sure everyone in this building does as well.
Williams spent more than 300 weeks as world number one. She took last year off to recover from an injury, and she's now looking ahead to the future.
It takes a lot more than that. I'm ready to, like, be a mom and explore a different version of Serena. And technically in the world, I'm still super young, so I want to, like, have a little bit of a life while I'm still walking. I think that I'm definitely probably going to be karaokeing tomorrow.
Williams leaves behind a lasting legacy in the sport as someone who's transcended tennis over several decades. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.